Penguin Random House Audio presents Riding the Elephant, a memoir of altercations, humiliations, hallucinations, and observations. This is the author, Craig Ferguson. Introduction. From backstage, I watched the tape run for the last show's introduction. I always assumed it was tape, even though it probably hadn't been for years. Tape is a thing of the past, a relic, redundant. Exactly how I should have felt at that moment. My time was up. I had done 10 years. It was someone else's problem now. I should have been sad, even just a little. A touch of bittersweet melancholy, at least. I had certainly experienced those feelings on the run-up to the show's ending, but in that moment, I wasn't sad, not even a little bit. It felt like the last day of my grim high school. I was elated. I felt the fog clearing. Finally, I'd be able to see the horizon, get my bearings, and continue the journey. The tape ended and both drummers thundered out the beat. I walked out, waved to the audience, and climbed on top of that fucking desk to sing the last song. I stomped in time, doing what I've always tried to do, attempting to follow the beat while trashing the varnish. I have never thought of myself as a late-night talk show host. I've said that often to anyone who would listen, but I suppose it was a bit confusing since all they knew about me was that I hosted a late-night talk show. The press was convinced that I was crushed not to be taking over for David Letterman when I left the Late Late Show in 2014, despite my public insistence since 2005 when I started in late night, often quoted...